Division and downfall of Israel. True to God's word, King Solomon's excesses and lack of alignment with God dissipate the family, and soon after his death, the kingdom is headed for division. 2 Chronicles 7 verses 17 to 20. Rehoboam, his son, consults the young guns of his age who, against the counsel of elders, urge him to lay a heavy hand on the people. He then announces, "My father laid heavy burdens on you, but I am going to make them even heavier. My father beat you with whips, but I will beat you with scorpions." 1 Kings 12:11. So just as God predicted in 1 Kings 11:31 and 32, the people rebel and most people follow Jeroboam, their popular leader. The kingdom is divided into the southern kingdom, Judah, comprising Judah, Benjamin, and most of Levi, and northern kingdom, Israel, of the remaining tribes. Rehoboam rules over the smaller piece, the royal line from which Jesus would emerge. Every one of the kings of Israel are bad kings and allowed worship of foreign gods. Some are slightly better than the rest, owing some allegiance to God. Jeroboam encourages sex and religion, shrines, and all kings follow suit. In few hundred years, they are captured by Babylonians. Among the kings of Judah, there were two, Hezekiah and Josiah, that were good and eliminate all forms of idol worship from the kingdom. The rest are bad kings, again, some better than the rest, but still follow the herd in promoting and participating in sex and religion worship. They survive a few hundred years after Israel and eventually are captured by the Assyrians, the then world rulers. Approximately 40 kings govern the divided kingdom, and the prominent factors are God's grace and patience in the midst of dark evil and rebellion, his swift response at the slightest repentance, his patience over centuries before handing them to captivity, man's total incompetence for ruling for God, harsh treatment of prophets, God's spokesmen pursued and isolated. Today, God's kingdom is also in the midst of catastrophe with weak spiritual leadership. We continue to witness complete inadequacy to lead for Christ. In the midst of massive falling out from the world, a few faithful people remain. Are we prepared to pay the price to speak out and stand out when called to do so? Are we spreading the word of God to our families and to those around, as commanded in Psalm 78:5-7 and several other verses? What is the legacy that we are leaving?